It has taken decades of bloody struggle and immense suffering, but it is finally here. South Sudan is Africa's 55th internationally recognized state. Our East Africa correspondent Kurt Lindeyer is in the capital, Juba. And the first question must, of course, be, Kurt, what's the mood there?
Oh, everybody is preparing for the big party the day after tomorrow. This town is getting fuller and fuller with journalists, hundreds of them, a lot of Sudanese from the diaspora. It's slightly chaotic, but at the same time, there's still a very, very good mood for the 4 or 5 days ahead with big, big parties.
Give me an idea of how the streets look. Are they decked with national flags and all that sort of regalia?
Well, of course, the last few days, the authorities have been working on the roads, on the bridges. This was a very small, dusty village, and now it has been turned into a kind of a capital. Motorbikes, cars have been rented or confiscated by the authorities so that people can drive around town hooting with flags on their cars or their motorbikes. Lorries with jubilating people are crisscrossing the town. There is sound of drums and singing from every corner of the town.
And any idea, briefly, what Saturday holds in store? I imagine a huge ceremony with thousands of people present.
Well, at least 30 presidents will be expected. There's, of course, a huge problem with accommodation. Staying in a container for $250 a night is considered a luxury if you can find a tent and set it up somewhere in somebody's backyard. You are also lucky. The big, big question is whether President Omar al-Bashir will turn up. Everybody hopes so. Not so much because he is liked here. Actually, if you talk to government officials, they call him a war criminal. But it will be very symbolic when the Sudanese flag will be lowered that President Omar al-Bashir will be around, and when the new flag with the Star of Southern Sudan will go up, that he will be watching it. Recognition by the North is extremely important for the Southern Sudanese.
For now, that's our East Africa correspondent Kurt Lindeyer on the line from Juba. But we're going to touch on something else first, because what does a nation need in order to be recognized by the rest of the world? Well, it needs a name, obviously, and it needs a flag, but it also needs a signature tune. Our correspondent Ilona Evelyns has the story about South Sudan's brand new national anthem.
Dr. Thao Loy has been writing the new national anthem of South Sudan with a whole group of other people. There must have been some criteria for the anthem. What were the most important ones?
Yes, there were criteria of the contents and then the simplicity. We wanted it to be simple because we are writing it in English, and you know English is not our mother tongue. It's not the first language for Southern Sudanese. We have tribes, and each tribe have their mother tongues. And so we wanted it to be simple so that everybody is able to grab it, primary school children as well as the PhD holders. That was one. Number two, we wanted some basic content to be in that anthem, and that is basically about our history, the history of the people of Southern Sudan, the struggle, the sacrifices that the people of Southern Sudan made, actually, for them to get an independent.
I'm understand there were some discussions about some words.
When people were editing, you know, there were suggestions that remove this, put that. And one of the words that came up was the word warrior. And so there were strong argument in favor and also equally strong argument against the word warrior. And so people kind of agreed that, you know, let us go for a word that will capture everything, including warriors, and that is patriot.
Now, worldwide there was this expectation that the future Republic of South Sudan will be called the Land of Kush, and it never happened.
We are part of Kush, actually, historically, but then it is not we alone. It is not we alone in the southern Sudan. Equally, some people from North Sudan is part of the Kush. Ethiopia is part of the Kush. Even Egypt is part of the Kush. So the agreement was that let us go for something that will be unique for us, and that is the Republic of South Sudan.
National Foundation, we vow to protect our nation. Oh, Eden, land of milk and honey, and hard-working people, uphold us united.
My name is Kwal Jogjek. I'm in Langkend, Nyerere County, in southern Sudan.
You have a new national anthem. Do you know it?
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Just I know that only.
Actually, I'm very eager to know the national anthem, but I couldn't make it because we were not taught with it.
Well, now there is a lady coming on a phone. Do you have it?
Yeah, I have it. In the phone?
Shh, let me listen. What do you feel when you sing it?
You will feel very happy, and also you feel like you remember that the people who are being died for a long time on the war. So it is really very interesting for us to know this song. So on that day, all of us will go and sing this song. It's really very interesting, very nice one for Southern Sudan.